Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 31st of March, the last day of March. And I am recording at 10.02 p.m., and that is British summertime here in sunny London. Okay, what happened in here today? Well, starting with the stock markets and the Asia-Pacific region generally, pretty evenly divided between winners and losers. Not much in terms of percentages here, but biggest decline, well, Japan was down 0.75 percentage point nearly. And on the upside, we had Australia with a good gain, up 1.45%. China was a little higher overall, except for the Hang Seng Index out of Hong Kong. And India, fraction higher. Number of those little tigers that I mentioned yesterday, slightly lower, except for Indonesia, which had a gain. Now, Europe, well, it was firm in some of the early trading, and also on Wall Street's influence, but it didn't last long, and got clipped in here. Everything's lower, and there are some biggish hits. Spain down 1.66%, Italy 1.4%. Those were the high, or the low marks, I should say. But Netherlands, not good, over 1.33% down. Germany, no, Germany wasn't that bad overall, down 0.8%. France, weaker. The UK, down just under 0.5%. Those markets are still underperforming. Now, Wall Street was firmish early on, pre-market, and had modest gains, but then it mostly lost those, and the Dow closed down just over 31 points. That's a very small percentage move. We had the S&P 500 index, again, a very small decline. NASDAQ just unchanged, looks like a NASDAQ composite. But these are tired-looking markets, and it's been a powerful rally. We've had up to 7 weeks to the upside here, led by New Zealand, interestingly enough. And, well, these Wall Street indices, it's been a good rally, but it's up in the range of psychological resistance from the previous highs. And I'd be awfully surprised if we didn't see this dip back before long. But if it doesn't do that, that's because April is, on average, a pretty good month. Although that hasn't always worked this year so far. I mean, January is, you know, was the worst month on record on Wall Street, or worst January on record on Wall Street. And there's a lot of nervousness about overall still. Okay, what did we see in elsewhere? The U.S. bonds. I don't like this. This 10-year Treasury slipped to 1.768%, and that just tells us that a lot of people are very, very nervous overall, and they're not worried about inflation. They're no longer worried, of course, about a Fed rate hike following Yellen's firm comments this week. And despite these low, incredibly low yields, they're they're not expecting any problems, and they may well be discounting a recession. I think that's still well, it's not a majority risk. In other words, less than a 50-50 chance of a recession this year, in my opinion. But those declining corporate profits have to pick up, if I'm going to be right on that, because declining corporate profits are really a lead indicator for recessions. Now, the VIX index is a little bit higher at 13.95. And looking at the currencies, dollar index down again here today, 94.657 as I speak. So that means that just about everything is firmer against the dollar, or at least unchanged. And of those, well, we've got the Australian dollar, 0.7658. That's had a good rally, and it's broken its, certainly its persistent short-term downtrend against the U.S. currency. The euro, which has surprised a lot of people, it's up at 1.1379. Europe can live with that. I certainly don't think that Mario Draghi will want to see it any firmer, and I would assume that this is really between here and 1.15, this is the upper side of the range. Now, sterling, 1.4363. Not a lot of change there overall. The Chinese renminbi, that firmed here a bit more today, and so did the Indian rupee. Those are the main features here on currencies that I've noticed. And looking now at these commodity markets, well, crude oil, it's not been able to get back above, oh, it has gotten back above that 40 level here, I beg your pardon. I'm looking at the Brent, which is at $40.13. That's up slightly in here today. And we have the WTI, though, is softer at 38.10. Elsewhere, precious metals, mostly steadier. Palladium is an exception. It's down $2 at 564. Silver is firmer, up nearly 24 cents at $15.45. Platinum is firmer, up over $12 at 976 and change. And gold also a little firmer, up $6.50 at 1233 and change. And agricultural commodities, sugar has been hit again in here today, down sharply. And lumber a little bit lower. The grains and beans mixed, corn quite soft, but wheat is a little steadier. And that's pretty much it today. Tomorrow, be wary of April Fool's Day, and I'll be trying not to do anything foolish myself. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.